Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Teresita Glasgow Blog Talk Radio Show with minister, author, and entrepreneur, Teresita Glasgow.
Wonderful and beautiful Tuesday. Here in Atlanta, it is bright and sunny, mild temperatures. I'm telling you, I'm loving this weather today. It is absolutely gorgeous. I have to say, forgive me for last week. I had scheduled a show, and as things would happen, I think I told you guys I was having some problems with my car. Well, it finally kind of died on me, and lucky for me, I was able to get it towed and take it to a mechanic, and the mechanic had it a lot longer than he was supposed to have it, and so then I ended up renting a car, which was absolutely, just phenomenal. Wonderful brand new car with the brand new smell, you know, the new car smell. So it was kind of hard for me to take it back, but I took it back, dropped it off, and picked up my vehicle. All of that was supposed to take place in time for me to get back and do the radio show, which it did not happen as quickly as I would have liked it to. So sorry, but today I'm actually going to be doing a show on continuing on with the book that we're reading, which is a phenomenal book, an excellent, phenomenal book. You know, at first when I began to review the book, I was going to kind of rush through it, and then started getting more and more in depth into the material, which I've read this book before, and I'm basically reading highlighted sections of the book. As I began reading it, the material is just so powerful and so, I guess powerful is the best word that I can use for it, especially when you're trying to go for your dream and your vision and your destiny. So the book that I'm talking about, for those of you who are tuned in and who have not been listening before and don't know really what we're going over, the book is The Principles and Power of Vision, Keys to Achieving Personal and Corporate Destiny. And the book was written by Dr. Miles Monroe. As you know, Dr. Miles Monroe and his wife passed away last year, but he has left us such a huge volume of work that I decided that I was going to go over some of his materials this year. And this is the first book that I chose to go over. So we're on week 6, The Principles and Power of Vision. And where we stopped along the way was in to set the priorities of vision. I gave you a little bit about what's been going on with me, but that's not the only thing that's been going on with me. Also, I began a book collaboration at the end of last year, and that's going on very well. And I'm anticipating from the book. The title of the book is going to be Resilience, and it's actually, more geared toward the women, but I think that men will absolutely love the book as well. As I said, it's a collaboration, so I believe that it's 12 authors involved in it, and I'm looking forward to the publication of that. And we wanted it to be published by May on Mother's Day, but it's taken a little bit longer. And so it's going to be after May, maybe June. I'm not really sure. Since it is a collaboration and I'm not the lead on the book, I don't really have the dates right now. The other thing that's going on with me is I got involved with Toastmasters last year, I think mid-year last year. And, I became an officer in our club. And So they have various contests, and so I'm enjoying it for the speaking, and so actually got involved with the international speaking contest, and actually won the one for my club, and you know I'm just finding out about how these things work. So I won the one for the club, and then it went to the area, and I competed in that. I won that one, and now it's going to the division. And so this coming Saturday, I will be competing again on the international speech contest. So I don't know if you can hear my little dogs barking in the background, but they're putting up quite a fuss. But anyway, and so we're going to get into this book. We're going to get some of this wonderful information that it has for us, especially all of us who are living our dreams. And, you know, we're out there and we are just pulling everything in stride so that we can accomplish the things that we believe that God put us on this earth to accomplish. So I'm going to start here with some of the reading. And as I say all the time while I'm reading this material, I am not reading this entire book. These are highlighted sections from my previous reading of the book. And so I would ask that anyone interested in it, please go to Amazon.com and pick up a copy of this book. It is a wonderful, wonderful book by Dr. Miles Monroe, The Principles and Power of Vision, Keys to Achieving Personal and Corporate Destiny. So we stopped reading here, and vision focuses your priorities. Vision focuses your priorities. In other words, if you want to fulfill your dream, you must fix your eyes on it and not get caught up in anything that won't take you there. You have to know how to maneuver between the alternatives of life, meaning that you have to learn how to prioritize. When people don't succeed in their visions, it is often because they don't understand that prioritizing creates useful limits on their choices. Yes and no are the most powerful words you will ever say. In 1 Corinthians 6:12, Paul wrote, "Everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial." Even though we have permission to do everything and anything we want to, not everything is beneficial for us. The King James Version uses the word expedient, which means appropriate or suitable or desirable. Not everything is advantageous to you. You have to determine what is beneficial, and you have to define what is beneficial based on the needs of your vision. That was one of the highlighted sections. Now I'm going to move on. Something is beneficial if it relates to what you want to accomplish and takes you to your goal. Ask yourself, what benefits me? What will move me toward my goal? You know, that reminds me of in church Sunday, my pastor said something that was very similar to this, that for people dating, if you meet someone and by being with that person, it takes you away from God, then you know that that person is not sent by God, because God is not going to give you anything that's going to take you away from him. Well, just as I read the highlights in this book here, this is a similar thing. There are so many distractions in the world when you're prioritizing and trying to do the things that are geared toward taking you to your God-given destiny, things that you believe that God has put in your path to accomplish, then things that come up that are outside of the perimeters of that basically are a distraction. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't some legitimate things that there are in life, but what I'm saying is when you have several things confronting you, and you look at all of them, or they may be opportunities. Let's say several opportunities in front of you, and all of them are good, but basically only one of them is geared toward taking you directly to the thing that you know is your God-given purpose, then you have to let those others go, no matter how attractive they may look, in order to pursue the thing that is in line with your goal, which is in line with your God-given purpose, as you believe. Okay, back to reading the book. Prioritize your life in keeping with your vision. After you capture your vision, you need to prioritize your life in keeping with that vision. And before, I'm only reading the highlighted sections. If you want to read the book in the entirety, which I would recommend, then you have to pick up a copy from Amazon.com. Okay, here's the next section. Good versus best. The key is that the vision itself decides what is good for you. You don't just do good things. You do things that are good for your vision. Most of us know the difference between right and wrong. Therefore, your greatest challenge is not in choosing between good or bad, but between good and best. A vision protects you from being misguided by good alternatives. It allows you to say no to lesser opportunities, even if there are certain benefits to them. And that's the point I was making before. We can see a clear illustration of the principles of priorities in Jesus' reaction to the choices of Martha and Mary in Bethany. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparation that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." And that's found in Luke, the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 38 through 40. And it says, now Martha had made a very good, honorable request. "What I'm doing is important and I need help. What could be more important than preparing a meal for Jesus? Yet listen to the answer of the Lord. Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things." Jesus didn't say bad things, just many things. He continued, "But only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Well, that's one of my favorite stories in the Bible as well, and very illustrative of what he's talking about when he's talking about priorities. I'm going on to the next highlighted section. Don't just do good things. Concentrate on what is best. Martha was so busy doing good things that she didn't do the right thing. When Jesus said Mary has chosen what is better, what did he declare was better? It was only one thing, devotion to Jesus and his word. This principle applies to both our relationships to God and our fulfillment of what he has given us to do. When you concentrate on one or two things, you have chosen the better way to live. You must find your calling and stay in it. Your greatest challenge is not in choosing between good or bad, but between good and best. God doesn't want us to start anything, including doing good works for him, until we consult him. This is because he doesn't want us to work for him, but with him, in partnership. We are God's fellow workers, as according to 2 Corinthians 6:1, or workers together with him, as it states in the New King James Versions. Keep your eyes on the mark. I'm going down to the next highlighted section in the book. When you take your eyes off the mark, you end up where you don't want to be. And here's a highlighted section here. When you set your hand to the plow, you must put your eyes on the mark and not look to the left or to the right, because you will inevitably move toward whatever you are looking at. And, you know, that's one of those rules they tell you in driving, you know, to be not careful, but aware of where you're keeping your eyes as you drive down the road, because your car will start to steer in the direction wherever or drift where your eyes are. Okay? We drift off course because we allow ourselves to be pulled in many different directions by all kinds of distractions. We are to join with God's plan for our lives and let his yoke guide us. This means that if he turns, we turn. If he stops, we stop. We stay with him at the same pace and in the same position. This is the way we hit the mark. Okay, well, it seems that I lost my Skype connection, so hopefully you can hear me. I had to call back in using my cell phone. Let me continue on reading here where it's highlighted. We drift off course because we allow ourselves to be pulled in many different directions by all kind of distractions. We are to join with God's plan for our lives and let his yoke guide us. This means that if he turns, we turn. If he stops, we stop. We stay with him at the same pace and in the same position. This is the way we hit the mark. And we are to do what we are born to do. Vision protects you from trying to do everything. Okay. Our gifts are the key to fulfilling our visions. If we spend time on things that we are not gifted in, we will wear ourselves down. To the point that when we come back to our gifts, we are too tired to use them effectively. Jesus himself was born to do one main thing. He knew why he was manifested, and he kept his eyes completely fixed on his vision. He came to testify to the truth of God's kingdom and his plan of redemption for humankind, and to die on the cross to accomplish that redemption. How disciplined is your life in relation to your dream? That's a very, very good question. How disciplined is your life in relation to your dream? Because you know you will have to be disciplined in order to accomplish the thing that God has put in front of you. The thing that you know that you were born to do, you will have to be disciplined in order to do what you were born to do. And let's see, continuing on with the reading. Bear with me 1 minute. Boy, we're having any number of distractions today. Lots of distractions coming my way today for some reason. Wow. Okay, bear with me 1 minute. I'm trying to get reconnected on Skype and see how that goes. Okay. Okay, that's not going to work, so let me come back out of that and get back with the radio show. Any number of distractions today. Don't know what's going on, but anyway. You know, because the enemy really doesn't want you to get this information because it's really powerful. This is a very powerful book that I'm going over and reviewing. The Principles and Power of Vision, Keys to Achieving Personal and Corporate Destiny, by Dr. Miles Monroe. And I'm going to begin again. Here we are going over the set of the priorities of vision. Okay. We have to realize that our enemy will try to use those nearest to us to divert us from the right path. Jesus rebuked the real threat that was behind Peter's statement when he said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Likewise, we must recognize the enemy's tactics when he works through those closest to us. Vision disciplines your choices. Vision is the key to an effective life because when you see your destination, it helps you to discipline your life in ways that will train, prepare, and provide for your vision. Proverbs 29:18 is often quoted but not fully understood. Where there is no vision, the people perish. The word in the Hebrew is perish. P-E-R-I-S-H means to throw off constraint. If you don't have vision, then there are no real restraints in your life. Yet when you have vision, you're able to say no with dignity. The New International Version reads, "Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint." The use of the word revelation and restraint is very significant because the verse may be interpreted as meaning, where there is no vision, the people throw off self-control. You will never be disciplined in your life until you have real vision. How disciplined is your own life in relation to your dream? Ask yourself questions such as these. What am I using my energies on? What are you putting your heart and soul into? Is it worth it based on your purpose? Where am I investing my money? Your vision dictates where you put your resources. Are you buying things that are more expensive than you can afford and that you don't need? Are you so much in debt that you can't channel your money toward fulfilling the vision in your heart? What movies and television programs am I watching? If you know where you are going, you will choose to watch things that are related to your vision because you want to invest that time in your future. What books am I reading? Is what you're reading helping or hindering you? For example, if all you're reading is romance novels, you are living in a fantasy and not your true dream. You could be reading something that helps you in the knowledge or skills you need to fulfill your vision. What hobbies am I pursuing? You can choose to play games that prepare you for what you were born to do. What am I taking into my body? There are talented, gifted people who are dying prematurely because they consistently eat food that isn't good for them. If you're going to make it to the end of your vision, you must take care of your health. Your vision may take 20 years to be fulfilled, so you need to start eating right and taking vitamins now. If you neglect your health, you will be more susceptible to sickness, and by the time you are halfway to your vision, you may be too ill to complete it or no longer here. What am I risking? Are you abusing alcohol, drugs, or sex? If so, they could easily short-circuit your vision. For example, if you are a young woman who is being pressured into having premarital sex, think about how that might affect the fulfillment of your life's dream. Will it be easier to fulfill your goal if you have a baby out of wedlock or are infected with a sexually transmitted disease? If a young man starts to touch you inappropriately, tell him, "You are interfering with my future. Take me home right now." You must protect your vision. What is my attitude toward life? If you know where you're going, you can keep your attitude positive when things go wrong. You can say, "That's okay. This is only temporary. I know where my true destination is." Paul said we should discipline our thoughts to think about what will build us up. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, Whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think on such things. And that's found in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. And I have 2 minutes, and the clock is counting down 2 minutes. And, oh, my goodness, a lot of distractions today, dogs barking, power outage that kicked me off of Skype. And then I tried to go back into Skype, and I guess because I'm already signed in using my cell phone, it would not take my my host pin so that you could have a better connectivity or a better sound. So I'm sorry, and once again, I'm asking for forgiveness. The show started with me asking for forgiveness because I was off last week. I tried diligently to be consistent with the timing of the show every Tuesday at 6 p.m., and so it gets a little bit distracted, but even as Dr. Miles Monroe just stated, when you are on purpose, when you are moving towards your purpose, towards your destiny, and you know what that destination is, it's easier not to get distracted by things that come to rob you of your attention and things that come to get you off course. I could have easily gotten off course and stop the reading of the book, but it's my hope and my vision that you're getting excellent information by my going through this book with you. And, you know, some of you will stop and get the book and read it, and others just don't really have the time. And so with these little short podcasts, you're getting some valuable information. Thanks for tuning in, and tune in again next week.
You've been listening to the Teresita Glasgow Blog Talk Radio Show. Teresita Glasgow is the founder of In His Season Incorporated, a Christian corporation whose mission is to motivate, stimulate, and encourage individuals to reach beyond their limitations to their God-given possibilities. Visit us online at inhisseason.com for more information on Teresita Glasgow, In His Season Incorporated, or to get your copy of her books, Destiny, 7 Steps to Finding and Fulfilling Your Purpose in Life, and How to Start a Business on a Shoestring Budget. Be your own boss now. Now available for download on Amazon Kindle. Visit Amazon.com for your copy today. You can also download a copy of this show as well as archived shows. Just visit blogtalkradio.com/Teresita Glasgow or iTunes.com to subscribe. Check out Teresita's blog, Salt and Light, for daily inspiration and free information designed to enhance your business and your life. Be sure to follow Teresita on Twitter and like her on Facebook. Thank you for listening. And join us again next time for more of the Teresita Glasgow Blog Talk Radio Show.